4,000 are going to be brought into, and there's many other things that you can identify in connection with this. Daniel and the lion's den, once again, 144,000 during a time period where persecution is taking place because of worship. All these stories in the book of Daniel are showing us how we are to live at the end of the world. Early on as a Seventh-day Adventist, I heard a teacher or read a teacher, don't remember where or when, but it stuck with me and it made sense, and I believe it's valid, that there are two teachings in the book of Daniel. One is Daniel and the three worthies are identifying how we are to live at the end of the world, or identifying how the 144,000 will live at the end of the world. And that's a theme in the book of Daniel. But at the same time, you have the visions and the information contained in the book of Daniel that's telling us what will take place at the end of the world. So you have the visions identifying what will take place, and the experience of Daniel and his friends identifying how God's people are to walk during the time period when these end time events are taking place. So there's a twofold theme that runs through the entire book of Daniel. And when you come to Daniel 10 and onward, I believe that you need to also factor in that Daniel is in this vision symbolizing the 144,000. In previous studies, particularly one that pops into my mind, when we looked at Gideon, we pointed out that before Gideon, a symbol of, once again, of the 144,000, before he began his work that was prefiguring the final work on earth during the latter rain time period, before he took up that work, he had a confrontation with the angel, and the angel was none other than Christ. And in our study, we pointed out that we're under conviction that the 144,000, those of us that strive for that and ultimately accomplish that goal, will have had to have a personal revelation, a personal confrontation, a personal, a genuine experience with Jesus Christ. And here we see in Daniel chapter 10 that Daniel is also being illustrated in this situation. For myself, I've went through these chapters several times to see if I'm missing an angle, and I very well may be. But on the subject of Daniel here at the very opening of Daniel chapter 10, seeing Christ,